This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. We're going to start with death.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's super sad. Oh, my God. You know, I have to say that this person, when they've been in the news in the last 10 years, it's always just, like, getting worse all the time. Erin Moran has passed away. Joni of Joni Loves Chachi and, of course, Happy Days.
For our generation, most would know her. I think young people would.
No, yeah, they're not going to know who she is. But we all watched Happy Days growing up, and she was... You know, Richie Cunningham's younger sister. Cute as a button on
Chachi's
that show.
Girlfriend.
Sure, Chachi's girlfriend.
I love that show, so yeah.
Oh, my God, me too. And literally everyone who's still alive from the cast all had, you know, they tweeted out their condolences.
Oh, good.
Their thoughts on her. So Erin Moran from Happy Days was found dead Saturday afternoon in Indiana at the age of 56.
It's one of the saddest Hollywood stories.
It really
she
is.
She went from being a star to living in a trailer park.
Right.
In Indiana.
It's not clear what happened, although at age 56 and considering her history of substance abuse, it's not super unclear.
Oh, I think it's so beyond obvious.
All we know really is that someone called 911 to report her being unresponsive, but it was too late. There is an autopsy being done. She grew up playing Joni Cunningham on Happy Days. She starred in its spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi. She was in 234 episodes over the 11 seasons of Happy Days, but Joni Loves Chachi only lasted 17 episodes before it was canceled. She actually did a lot of work as a child actor. She had small roles on shows like The Waltons, Gunsmoke, and Family Affair. Before Happy Days, her longest run was on a late 60s TV show that I've never heard of called Daktari.
Nope.
Her acting career fizzled out after Joni Loves Chachi and she left Hollywood. Most of her credits over the past three decades were appearing as herself on various game shows and throwback specials. She did VH1 Celebrity Fit Club in 2008.
Yeah, I remember that.
Later admitted she did that for the money.
Of course.
Her money problems, I know. Her money problems were so bad that she lost her home in California to foreclosure in 2010. And then she and her husband moved in with her mother-in-law, who had a trailer in Indiana. They also
like to call it a mobile town home, by the way.
Oh, a mobile town home.
Yes.
Oh, well. Did she say that? I see. Mobile town home.
Yeah.
They made a point in one of the articles I read that her husband is a Walmart employee. And I was just like, okay.
He's got a job.
Guy's got to work.
No, I mean, it was just one of those, as you read about a Hollywood star that is now in a trailer park with a regular dude husband that works at Walmart and lives in a trailer with his mother-in-law. You just go, whoa.
It's got to be super hard for someone I can just imagine that she's still incredibly recognizable.
Oh, that was in the articles too.
Yeah.
People would say, I was a huge fan of yours, and she would change the subject because she just couldn't. How do you?
And how do you go get a regular sort of private sector job at that point, too?
Right.
I mean, it's got to be in. Like, can you imagine if you worked at a Walmart and you're Joni Cunningham, and every time you turn around, there's someone else reminding you of how amazing your life used to be?
You have to embrace it.
I guess.
You don't have a choice. You have to eat. But just you doing that here in the Bay Area would be a perfect example of everyone knows Sarah Clark. Everyone knows Vinny.
Yeah, what am
there
I going to be a bartender somewhere?
Working in some store, people are like, dude, you're selling me pants.
This is great. These probably be the best pants ever. Will they? Will they be the best pants?
I mean, it is a weird thing.
Right.
To be known, I guess, and then to be doing...
Just...
She wasn't working, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't believe she was. Did you know she was on I think it was just one, maybe two episodes of Arrested Development.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, I guess she reunited with... Ron Howard and Henry Winkler.
Yeah, they were big. Chachi was on it. He played Bob Blah-Blah.
Okay. Bob Blah-Blah.
So maybe, yes. Did Ron Howard produce that, Vin?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe
he did like
on.
The voiceover for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe they were throwing her a bone there. Was she in like the reunion thing that they did on Netflix 2 years
no,
ago?
No, she was not.
So
she,
I don't remember seeing her, but, yeah, but the show had a really good run.
She so they lived in this trailer, and then they also lived at a Holiday Inn Express in Corydon, in Indiana.
Yeah, we had reported a few years back she had gotten into fights with people.
Right.
She was on top of a car. Some kind of stuff was
going
on.
Yeah, it seemed like every story we heard about her in the last 10 years just was getting more and more tragic.
Yeah.
And that's the town where her body was found. She struggled with substance abuse. Her troubles were, quote, many and complex. And Scott Baio, Henry Winkler, Ron Howard, Anson Williams, Potsy, Ralph Malph, Donnie Most, Marion Ross, they all tweeted.
What did Chachi say?
Many people remember Erin for her contagious smile, warm heart, and animal-loving soul. I always hoped she could find peace in her life. God has you now, Erin. They're all saying stuff like that. You will find Henry Winkler. Oh, Erin, now you will finally have the peace you wanted so badly here on Earth.
Yeah, she was struggling.
Rest in it serenely now, too soon.
I don't know if it was pills.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or what, but we'll find out.
I seem to remember mostly alcohol.
See, that's the people who saw her there at the end said she was marching around town, walking places. They'd seen her. She looked energized. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, so she's on meth?
Oh, I don't know. No matter what, super tragic, 56 years old.
Yeah, I mean, all this doesn't matter. She was struggling
so
with
sad.
Something.
All right. Paulie Giganti.
Who?
He was a star on Hell's Kitchen, and he's dead, too.
Yeah, I didn't know him.
You know, I feel like he was, I think he was like a competitor on there. I don't know if he went on to, you know, be a more famous chef after being on Hell's Kitchen, but it looks like he accidentally OD'd on Thursday. The Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office says Giganti's body tested positive for drugs from a standard urine drug screen. They wouldn't say which drugs were found in his body. They got a call on Thursday from a neighbor for a foul odor, and when they showed up, they found the door wide open and his body sprawled on the floor of his bedroom. Yeah. He apparently he was famous for some giant feud he had with Gordon Ramsay in season 16. He was only 36. You know, Anthony Bourdain, who's a famous chef, he has talked about how rampant drug abuse is in the restaurant business, that, you know, you're working all these crazy hours and it's just sort of the culture.
I've heard it's coke.
I've heard coke. And I think Anthony Bourdain was like a heroin addict, too. But that doesn't seem productive.
No, that's not something you're doing to stay on the job.
Maybe that's
longer.
How you get to sleep later.
He has a movie coming out, Anthony Bourdain, about a chef. Is it Jeremiah Tower?
Is that the one?
Yeah,
is
that's
it about
what we were
him?
Talking
yeah.
about. Jeremiah Tower is famous in the Bay Area for running restaurants, Chez Paris and Stars, I think, restaurants.
Oh.
But he was a big-time drug user and went through all kinds of stuff. But
so is it a documentary style?
Or yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Alice Waters is involved. She had an affair with him. It's really an interesting
You watched it, huh?
I didn't watch it. I got sent the link, but I read a bunch of articles on it, and I did watch a few clips.
Right.
Well, we don't have a movie to review this week, so if you want us to review that one, we will.
All right, let's talk about it later.
That, you know, I'd be interested in that, frankly. Yeah. The guy's a local. I just think Anthony Bourdain is... I just love that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
I really do. I see his show all the time. I can't think of the name of it, the current one that he has. Where he just goes to the most random corners of the earth and eats the food there, and it looks awful, but he's chowing it. And sometimes he's even like, oh, this is terrible. But other times he just seems...
I wonder how many times he's been sick.
Oh, Jesus. Who knows? But, what the hell is the name of his new...
Anthony Bourdain's?
Yeah, he's some...
You watch those shows?
Oh, my God, totally.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't watch any of that. But I've heard people really like him and that he's got he does well on TV.
He's just super interesting, and he's funny. He's a genuinely funny dude. He's very dry, and he'll just, you know, he'll take somebody famous with him. Like, he took some director with him. Like the Black Swan guy, Aronofsky, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Go to, like, it wasn't like this guy wanted to go there, and they just go to a random place, and they're having conversations about what this person, he's almost interviewing him about what this person does in their real life, and then they're eating all this horrible looking food as they go.
Is it called The Mind of a Chef?
No.
Or is How about Parts Unknown?
Parts Unknown, that is it. Oh. They go to these just out of the way places. But I think he's great. And so is he in this? Is he like the star of this documentary?
He's the number two guy of it. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay number one? Or
no. He like produces it.
Oh, you're talking about the
film.
Yeah,
but, right. But he does do scenes in there where they're, he's talking about him. You know, interview style.
Right. Hooman, this is for you. A couple things here. Deadpool.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It, June 2018.
Oh, man, they're taking their sweet time with that.
Well, it's only a year. So that's when Deadpool 2 will be out. Avatars 2, 3, 4, and 5.
When?
Well, it looks like...
2020?
Yes, Avatar 2, December 18th, 2020. So he's got plenty of time to get that one together. Avatar 3, December 17th, 2021. A three-year break. And then Avatar 4, December 20th, 2024. How are we this late? It's ridiculous. How is it almost 2020? And then Avatar 5 is December 19th, 2025. So he's got plenty of time. He says, so I know where I'm going to be for the next 8 years of my life. James Cameron says.
Yeah. He's pretty confident that those are going to do well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the first one, is that the biggest one of all time? The biggest movie of all time? Or did it beat his other movie, Titanic?
I think Star Wars. Isn't Star Wars the biggest movie of all time now?
I don't know. Is it really? Maybe.
It looks like the bad guy in the new Deadpool movie is going to be Josh Brolin.
Oh. What's the character? I agree. I like
that. Well, the thing is, he's not really a bad guy because Deadpool's a bad guy, but he's kind of the good guy.
Not a bad guy. He's got a heart of gold.
He plays a mutant called Cable.
Cable?
Yeah. Cable is, well, I have to look it up. I haven't read about him in a while.
Boy, I'll tell you something about Hooman. This guy knows his genre. Like, we're watching this Iron Fist show.
Oh, you're still on it, huh?
It's good.
Oh, good.
You might actually like it. This guy comes back after, you know, everyone thinks he's dead because when he was a little boy, maybe 10 years old, his plane crashes in the Himalayas. Mm. And so his parents, they're rich, super rich. They have this huge corporation, Rand Corporation, and their plane crashes in the Himalayas and they're all presumed dead. And everyone but the kid is dead, but he gets found by these monks. And brought to another dimension, because that's how it goes in comic books. And now he's become the Iron Fist, and his purpose is to fight against the Hand, whatever that is. They haven't revealed that yet. But he comes back to New York City 15 years later, and he looks like a total hippie, and he walks up to these people that he knew when he was 10 years old, and he's all like, hey, it's me, Danny Rand. And they throw him in a mental hospital and
they drug him.
Yeah, well, they don't. He owns 51% of their company and they don't want him. So it's actually, I'm super enjoying it. I'm very surprised although I don't know why I'm that surprised. I liked Jessica Jones. I thought that was a great show. And I guess she's in that same little mini universe.
Yeah, the Defenders. So Cable's the son of Scott. Scott? Him, Cyclops.
I don't.
And Jean Grey.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That was when they lost me was that the X-Men movie? I'm sitting in an X-Men movie. I'm three quarters of the way through the thing, and this girl's just, Carrie Ann Moss, I don't know who it was. She's going through the jungle, and all of a sudden she's like, Scott? I'm like, I don't even know who Scott is.
Cyclops?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't she have said Cyclops? I was like, I don't know who she's looking for. I realized that movie was just not for me. But Hooman knows all. He'll tell you anything about that genre at length.
Well, I'm glad they're putting that stuff. There's an audience for it, obviously, and it's keeping people busy.
Yes.
I have no time for that.
Yeah. What are you watching right now?
Last night, for a few minutes, I watched the final episode of season 3 of Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Where there's the plane crash.
Well, don't tell me anything, whether we're going to watch that.
I love how creative some of these television shows are. They've been showing you this intro to the show is different than the last intro to the show.
Oh, is it different every season?
I guess. I didn't realize it was until... And they're showing you these clips of the future, but they're random, and you don't know what the hell is that stuffed animal doing in the pool. Burned up stuffed animal, and just you just can't figure out what the hell. And they keep
and
showing it to you,
know.
Pieces flashing, and then by the end, last episode, you see what caused the, and you go, oh. So creative, so well done. It's good. Mm.
Caitlyn Jenner's 2020 interview with Diane Sawyer. I guess it aired on Friday.
How do you feel about this lady?
You know, I'm glad that she's doing her thing.
She has completely infuriated the other side of her family. Like they're...
Yeah, I guess on last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Chris was freaking out about the memoir, and they had all gotten an advance copy, and she'd read it, and she hated it, and she's so hurt and bothered by it. So she sat down with Diane Sawyer.
Caitlyn did.
Yes, Caitlyn Jenner did.
Right.
Is Diane Sawyer the one who did that original interview with her?
2 years ago.
Yeah, she gave her the exclusive on it, Ask Me Anything kind of stuff. She said that she does not want to be asked about losing her man parts. And she was actually pretty specific about that in the book that she's out there promoting right now, too. Diane asked her about it, about the gender reassignment surgery. And Caitlyn said, I wasn't less of a woman the day before the surgery than I was the day after I had the surgery, because that did not define who I am as a human being. She says she has no regrets whatsoever about the surgery. And then warned Diane that transgender are the only people who should be allowed to bring up that surgery. It's not appropriate for anybody else to bring it up. Diane gets a pass because she's got this book. Caitlin's got the book out, right? And she does talk about the surgery in her new memoir. Although we had heard, she talked about the surgery and then she said she just recently, like there was some other thing, she's about to get something removed and... So who knows?
It's
we can't ask her.
Confusing.
So.
Yeah, so we really don't know anything.
And we shouldn't know. It's her private parts. They're private.
Well, that's... Okay. That's a tough one.
I saw a few minutes of the Keeping Up.
Oh, did
and,
you? Last night?
Yeah. What's her face? Chris was saying... they were sitting down having a glass of wine together.
Her and Caitlin?
Yes. And so
her and Caitlin were.
Yeah, it's a whole thing where Caitlin said, you know, can I come over and let's hang out? And Chris is like, oh, I don't... we'll have facials together. We'll get facials. They do these gold facials at Chris's house and
gold facials.
Yeah, you know they put some
gold leaf
kind of stuff.
Oh, geez.
Whatever. That's all the rage. And so Chris says, "Oh, I always wondered if that's how come you sat down when you number one." And Caitlin said, Caitlin said, well, you know, there's little things that we have to do just to keep our peace of mind. But that was something that I did that made me feel a little bit better about myself.
Oh.
And then she said, yeah, and I always remember you never really liked to wash your hair, take a shower, get your hair cut. And I just that kept ringing in my head all night. You never, like, take a shower, wash your hair.
What, that's a girl thing?
I don't know what that had to do with anything, but Chris was just remembering all these things and kind of throwing them her way.
And what did she say about him?
She kind of just dodged it.
Yeah. So they just sat around like two girlfriends.
Yeah, it was phony.
So the clip I saw was totally different than
What'd
that. It was Chris going off
right.
in front of the two daughters about... how she's tried so hard to take the high road, and Caitlin just put it all out there.
Well, while they were having the facials, Chris had asked Caitlin, what do you do at night? And she says, oh, I sign books. I've been signing 10,000 books. All I do is sign my signature all night. And then as they're, you know, laying down, Caitlin says, I'll send you over a copy. So I saw what I just told you about, but I saw the video.
After that.
This is now she's read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was furious. I was kind of tripping. Yeah.
They were all pretty upset, yeah.
Because I do see how someone's trying to tell their story and get it out there, but there's collateral damage from mm-hmm. that.
And, that's her interpretation of her story. We all have different...
Mm-hmm.
We could go through this whole day all together, but we each...
have our own perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a couple highlights from the interview. Caitlin said that before she came out as Caitlin, she had something in her will saying she wanted to be dressed as a woman when she was buried. She said, I thought that most of my life. I said, if I go and when I'm buried, yeah, I want to be dressed as her because that's the way I was going to heaven. She was asked if she had to come out all over again, would she still do the Vanity Fair cover? And she said, my kids, they thought, you know what? It's a little too much. But from my standpoint, I'd suffered for 65 years, okay? To have a beautiful shot of my authentic self was important. And she said that she was going for a little shock value. I wanted to end the old Bruce, my old life. And that picture did it.
It is interesting. I still, even though I'm creeping up on that dumb age, mm-hmm. I feel like... credit to her for having the energy to want to go through that at that point in your life. I saw something written where it's Caitlin done up as I guess you would if you're a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Caitlin Jenner 67. And I just thought 67. First of all, tons of surgery. No lines, no wrinkles, clean.
Looking fabulous.
No.
Very nice neck.
Yeah, right. All that. But just thought, wow, that's a lot. That late in life.
It is. I agree. When she was Bruce, I super questioned all that horrible facial surgery. But now it's clear that he was wigging out at night and, you know, putting makeup on it. And the other thing is Caitlin doesn't plan on dating anytime soon. She said her life is now happy and peaceful. I don't really even see dating in my future. I've never been out on a date in 2 years.
Aww.
I just have a lot of friends. My life revolves around my kids.
That don't talk to her.
Right.
The Jenner side.
You know. Like the Brody?
Mm-hmm.
What's other? What's
Brandon, oh. Brody, and there's maybe another B, Bill or something.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, they're not. Are they taking the calls?
Apparently they are.
Oh, okay.
From what I saw, I saw a little clip of the... what's the name? Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the things I read was Caitlin griping about how no one has time for me anymore.
Yeah, and that was actually a couple of weeks ago how she said that she was super lonely, but no one ever calls, no one ever comes by.
Anyway, I got a food recall, right. Some restaurant habits, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37. This part of the program is brought to you by Call 511 Freeway Assist. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we actually have a big announcement about the Bottle Rock Culinary Stage, so make sure you're here for that. If your battery dies or you get a flat tire on the highway, think out of the box. Call 511 and say Freeway Assist.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union. Here's what's happening. So when we first got on the show this morning, I told you a little bit about my weekend. I forgot to mention on Saturday night, I sat down, my slippers on, and watched the Warriors get another one in Portland. They're up 3 games.
Warriors
in their series against the Blazers. Game 4 is tonight at 7:30, and Coach Kerr is going to be out for a while.
Are you worried about that?
I'm not. Mike Brown is a good coach. He has a ton of experience and had a lot of success with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, so I feel like he'll be fine.
What's wrong with Coach Kerr? I didn't hear this.
It's been his back. It's been his back. He's had tons of back problems, and he went and had back surgery, and now I'm reading that he was saying, I would tell anybody not to have back surgery. Use rehab.
Yep.
Do not let them cut you.
Yep.
And you hear that. I guess he's got some...
So he's had it in the past and he just had it
recently and I guess
he's
having...
Did he miss like 40 games
last season? Oh, he missed half the season.
Yeah.
Back surgery is a bad idea.
They're saying he has some fluid leakage or something like that. And I don't know anything about how that, but he's been having headaches and other side effects from it. And so, yeah, he's
pretty
out.
Young, too, to be going through
all
that.
Sure. Well, he was an athlete, though, so.
He probably has some continuing problems.
Even the ones who still look really healthy, and they stay in the gym, they have health issues from having played.
Well, little things can come back to haunt you.
You put your body through a lot to be pro. Real quick aside, the Sharks did lose and are now out of the postseason. So there's that. In France, they voted. So here's how just the basics. There were 11 candidates. The vote went down on Sunday, which narrowed it down to two candidates. And the one lady who's making all the news as the French Trump, and she's not because she comes from a political background. She's not some, you know, real estate mogul. But she does chirp a lot of the same nationalist stuff that got Trump elected.
Well, she wants to exit the EU, and she wants to close the borders.
Right. So she made it through.
Yeah.
She is one of the final two candidates. Emmanuel Macron, I think his name is, Macron. He's a centrist. Marine Le Pen is far right, and that's who they'll choose from. So now France's political mainstream is screaming, anybody but Le Pen. Do not vote Le Pen. Which, again, this is what makes people vote for Le Pen, is when people start screaming, don't do it, don't do
this,
it. That's how that gets done.
The other guy, I guess, you know, because he's sort of more of a Democrat, like a centrist, he in some ways, he's more like Trump. Like, he's never held office. And I think he's actually really young, too. Isn't he, like, 30?
I don't have that in front of me, no.
Super young.
39.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
But politicians on both sides now are screaming, not Le Pen. So the final vote will go down on May 7th, everyone, and we'll find out what France's future looks like.
Was it strange that the elections were held on the weekend?
No, for France.
Is that normal?
It's a Sunday, always. If there's another terrorist attack over there, she's going to win. That's what got her to second place, didn't it? Some French police officer just got killed, and
there were three shot, one died right before the vote.
Yeah.
This is weird because they still haven't said how golf balls got into the frozen hash browns.
Yeah, I was wondering about that one.
What's this?
Two of the biggest brands of frozen hash browns have just been recalled because they contain pieces of golf balls. Oh. McCain Foods USA just recalled Roundies and Harris Teeter hash browns. I don't know. I don't eat that. I don't know. But they say because, quote, despite our stringent supply standards, golf balls may have been inadvertently harvested with the potatoes used to make this product. I don't. Maybe the farm is near a golf course. I really don't know.
The factory guys were taking a break,
right?
Trying to say here, how exactly do you harvest golf balls? They did not say. They're not saying why there might be golf balls in the packages.
But two different companies, huh?
Well, they're made by. It looks like they're made by.
Oh,
the
two
same,
different products.
Yeah,
I see. Got it.
McCain Foods USA.
Well, if there were a couple golf balls out there in the field, I would assume that whatever harvests potatoes just scooped them up like everything else.
They say no injuries have been reported by people swallowing golf ball parts so far.
But let's go ahead and recall those.
I lived near a tomato farm, weirdly, growing up, and we ran around in those fields like lunatics as little kids. throwing tomatoes at each other all day. And that's people's food. Like, I think back to it and go, God, that is awful. It never occurred to us that that was people's food.
Yeah.
What? These are just tomatoes here for us to throw at each other.
Super fun to throw them.
Going to restaurants. I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
All right. I love a good restaurant.
This is a BuzzFeed survey, but I'll ask you. You walk into the restaurant. I'm your...
Maitre d'.
What's the hostess?
Host, yeah.
I'm your hostess. Would you like a booth or a table?
I'll take a booth.
85% of people will pick a booth over a table.
Yeah.
Every
time. You're against a wall and you're kind of closed in.
It's cushiony on my booty.
Sure, right. Yeah, I'd much rather have a booth.
Hi. Would you like to eat inside or out?
Well, it depends on the weather.
It's really nice out.
I'll take outside.
It's chilly.
Inside, please.
Okay. Well, the heaters are cranked and we have blankets.
I don't really want a blanket while I'm eating.
Can I get a place inside? If not, I am hungry. I'll go outside.
I am hungry. I'm super anti the blankets. I don't feel comfortable taking blankets
because they've been on somebody else.
Well, they're on somebody else. They're halfway on the floor.
There's food wiped on them.
Right. Yeah, and
people wiping their mouth on them.
No, thanks. You do to go?
Yeah, just take it home. No problem.
63% of people, according to this BuzzFeed survey, pretty much order the exact same thing every time they go to a restaurant.
Really?
You?
No. Well.
I do.
You do?
If you're going specifically to that restaurant for that dish that you love so much there, absolutely. I will order the same thing.
But generally, I like to try different things.
I used to date this girl. Man, she was such a pain in the ass. She would always she would always send the waitress away for 4 or 5 times. So we'd be sitting there.
Oh, still thinking, still looking?
Yeah, she's one of those. We're not quite ready yet. Okay, I'll come back.
She didn't want to hurry.
And then finally, she would pick the oddest, weirdest thing on the menu every time. She'd take a couple bites. She'd be like, I don't like this. Can we switch? Like, all right.
And
no
expect
problem.
To not have to pay for that?
No, she would switch with Hooman.
With me.
Oh, with you.
Who's this lady?
The one whose name no one really knows.
Oh, Snuffleupagus.
No, Kinlan.
Oh, Kinlan.
Oh.
Boy, that chick was a pain in the ass. You are right.
That's 20 years ago.
I know, but since you're talking about 63%, I'm like, well, I'm one of those 63%. It's because of this chick.
Man, I hate those people.
I hate those people, too. You don't want that dish. No one wants that dish. You shouldn't have sent the waitress away 4 or 5 times. We have nothing left to talk about. Now I'm stuck with a crappy meal. Give me the joys of
and then you have to pay for it.
Yeah. I also hate the people who are like they can't just order off the goddamn menu.
I know.
What are all these special requests? I'm like, they're just going to F up our meals getting yours right. Oh, I hate that.
Well, sometimes I'll ask if I know the owner or whatever. I'll be like, What's cooking in the back? Right. What are you cooking for the staff today?
Well, that's fine.
I'll have that.
If that's easy. Yeah, I'm talking about someone who wants, I want this, but I want special treatment on the onions or whatever there. Stop it.
If you know
pain
the owner
in the ass.
Or the,
be easy.
If you're hooked up, do whatever you want. If you don't know anyone there, stick to the menu.
Yeah. And if there's nothing on there for you, you'd have to special order to get something. Let's get out of here. This isn't the restaurant for you. We'll go to the vegan place down the street, you bitch. Come on.
You feel free to look at the
menu. I'll meet you there and I won't show up.
I'll meet you there tomorrow.
Feel free to look at the menu before you sit down,
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they post it outside.
Yep.
41% of people, according to the BuzzFeed survey about restaurant habits, say they've never eaten in a restaurant alone.
Oh, I do all the time.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too.
I don't like to, though.
Why?
I just would rather be with someone.
Oh.
I feel awkward sitting alone at a table. Usually, if I have to eat by myself, I'll face a wall. I just don't want to look at
I face the wall, too. Yeah. I face the wall, too.
That's so funny.
I just want to be alone. Just, I'm alone, all right? Don't smile at me. Don't talk to me.
Well, you're mad, too, because you couldn't somehow strong-arm John into coming with you.
I know. God.
John!
I hate when he won't do what I want to do.
I'm busy cooking a four-course meal and fixing the backyard and vacuuming.
Well, stop it. I need you. I need you to come over. Wherever it is I'm going.
Weirdly, people like it when the staff sings happy birthday.
Oh, I love
it. I don't
it.
Mind that.
I join.
Yeah, me too.
But then
I like
then,
to see, I look over.
I'll
look
join over. Other people, sure, yeah. But I don't want that to be done to me. I don't
yeah.
like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when it's done to you, but I don't, you know, I'm still kind of happy, though.
Over vacation, a birthday of mine passed by, and we were pretty much keeping to our family and doing our own thing, and the missus and my kid made me a cake.
Aww.
And she must have, the missus must have felt bad about the fact that it was just us three. So she made the two of the neighbors come down. Like, or she didn't make them. I don't know what she did. But as there's a doorbell, and I'm like, what the? And it's Lisa and Andrew come in. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Did she call you guys and make you put on shoes and walk down the... I'm sorry. When they sang happy birthday, and then they split.
Oh, just at your house?
And have some cake?
No, we gave them cake and they took off, but they came down for the song.
Well, that's nice. They like you.
They're
just
very
to
nice.
Join
but I just,
in.
I felt bad for them.
I'd feel bad
like
too.
She put them up.
Feel right.
That didn't
cute.
Feel like they
she
could say
She made them
right.
come over.
Nothing wrong with
Yikes.
That.
Ugh. Or she wants to get rid of her cake. That's probably what it was.
Well,
oh,
we
that
did
could be
give
it.
Give them a lot of the cake.
Here's half the cake.
Yeah,
we don't need this hanging around here.
This is probably inappropriate to ask, but did that session come up at counseling?
Oh, the birthday thing?
Yeah.
No, okay. It did not.
That is her just trying to be nice.
Yeah, that was no big deal. I felt bad for him in particular because I would bet he was doing something and went, we got a what? All right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he was happy to come down and sing you happy birthday.
I'm guessing he was.
Many people do enjoy doing things
that embarrass other people.
But I'm sure. I'm sure he was fine.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's how you text us, whatever.
And we have tons of time here.
Comments. Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying do another story?
Sure, if you've got another story. Like tons of time.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
During his break, Sam.
Well, I didn't know until I scrolled upward. I went, holy, not a lot of spots. Good news for our listeners, though.
Yeah. So this is a role reversal. It's interesting. I actually see it quite a bit now. It's the parents are the ones. It's you parents that are on your phones. It's not the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm on my phone all the time.
You see parents out with their kids, and the parents are the ones who are stuck in their phone, glued to it.
Yeah.
The kids are now reporting they're the ones that are annoyed that parents won't pull off their phones. More than a third of kids say they've asked their parents to please stop looking at your phone.
Yeah, my kids have said that to me. Mom, put your phone down.
Oh, really?
Phone-free zone. Because I was always such a bitch about it, you know, like no phones here, no phones there. And then I'll be doing something and I'm like, oh, no, but I'm texting someone.
Yeah, it's important.
And it's not important, you know, it's just that you get sucked into it.
The parents are the ones checking their social media during family time. About 1 in 7 kids say their parents text, make calls, and use social media during dinner.
Sure. Well, I got to put up what I'm eating, you know. Right. Put up a picture of that, see if anyone comments on it.
Kids are, you know, mowing a lot of phone time, too.
Sure.
But it's interesting that the kids actually are looking up at the parents going,
how dare you tell me to get off my phone?
How about you parent me a little bit over here?
I'm lighting fire to the tablecloth. Hello?
800-400-3697. That's our number if you want to text, if you've got an opinion or a comment or whatever. 443 says, Yuzette is awesome.
Yeah. Where's 443?
What did I do?
What's so great about her?
I mean, we could probably all name stuff that's great about her.
Yeah, let's not.
She's pretty awesome.
What do you mean?
Baltimore.
You don't want to hear some nice things about yourself?
No, I get too embarrassed.
Oh.
All right. 408 says, Doc Tari about a vet and family living in Africa.
Vet.
It's not Doc Tari. It's D-A-K. It's one word. D-A-K-T-A-R-I.
Yeah, it looks like a Western. I looked it up. I was going to watch a trailer, but I was like...
But maybe it is about...
That's where Erin Moran...
She, yeah, I guess in the late 60s, she was on that show. That was the only other thing that... That was like the second longest lasting show she was ever on.
925 asks, can you please address why there is no traffic anymore? I don't see why. It was useful and convenient to have everything on one station.
We're not in control of that. You know, people, you know, we just, we can't really even address it. It's just the way it is now.
Yeah. The end.
Forgive us.
Yeah. Sorry. It really is that weird. Like, right. We're just doing what we do. Mm-hmm. We're told and we said, okay. Oh, my God. I see you, Zed, on the Looking Glass. What are you eating?
Oh, what are you eating?
I was hungry.
I was trying to shove it all in my mouth before we got back on the air. Like that. It was pasta, fettuccine, and pesto, chicken, garlic.
Oh, that sounds good.
Fettuccine noodles with pesto sauce and chicken mixed in.
Yes.
Sounds like a dream.
You made it?
It was good. Uh-huh. I ended up making two dinners because John didn't want that, so I had to make him something different.
What do you want?
He wanted teriyaki chicken and rice. I make a lot of
two dinners
because as long as the same chicken is the same,
yeah.
If I have the one thing, then I could separate. Yeah, thank you, Bryn. Do y'all?
Not that hard.
I don't mind. My mom used to do it for us when we were kids. Like all three of us would want something different. She'd be like, okay, got that, okay.
But wait, so let me ask you, just out of curiosity, so you're, in your head, instead of going, well, if you want chicken teriyaki and rice,
we're just going to have chicken teriyaki and rice.
I'll just make that then. But you're thinking, no, I want...
Yeah, I wanted fettuccine.
Ah.
Huh. It just seems like so much work.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work, but I don't care.
And then do you do all the dishes or does he do the dishes?
I started to do all the dishes and then I got so frustrated trying to shove them in the dishwasher. I yelled out something. He's all, hold on, I'm coming. Because he'd rather stack them up properly than me throw them in. So I left the kitchen.
You pulled that old guy.
I pulled a Vinny.
Yeah, I know that one.
I can't do it right. You do it.
I'm terrible at stacking those darn dishes.
What's so hard about it?
I don't know. I just can't fit all the plates in and then the pots and then I'll end up washing some still, which is fine. But
you just got to Tetris that thing, man. Boom.
Funny. John's super picky about how stuff is stacked, too.
Yeah. Well, you want it to come clean.
Exactly.
Or it's just going to go through again.
Exactly.
So if it's not clean, just throw it again.
Well, I don't want to waste the water.
Well, it's going to be run. It's one bowl.
So you don't do the dishes
at your
house. But
it sounds like my house. I do the dishes, and he gets so mad at me when I stack. He's like, look, this came out. I'm like, so put it back in.
That's not the point, Sarah.
And he totally pre-washes every day. I'm like, I don't know why you're putting it through the dishwasher. It's clean. You've just cleaned it. Like that, you shake it off in the sink and you put it in the thing.
Well, there it is, everyone. You know, when she paints her relationship all perfect and we're all like, wow, they do fight. They argue. There's no fight.
I'm just like, fine, you do it then. I don't care.
Whatever. Do they need counseling?
Mm-mm. You going to go to counseling?
You going
to
go see Ray?
It seems like he's helping.
It's going to be a long drive
for
us.
That is a really long drive.
We don't kill each other in the car.
Right, with his bad driving.
All right, we'll be back in a second with your chance at $1,000.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.